Namaste. There is a contemporary issue which is not so contemporary also, because it has been known since as ancient times as the Mahabharata, about transgenders. Transgender literally means that your physical body is not in conformity to what you psychologically feel about yourself. So it raises a question, are there two distinct types, man and woman, or there is only one type in two bodies? Because if essentially all human beings are same, then all that we know is that there are two bodies. But spiritual experience as well as psychological experience does show that there are two modes of functioning of one consciousness. It is not two types, but two modes of functioning of one consciousness. In India, ancient India, it was known as Purusha and Prakriti. And then subsequently, if you really look at it in more modern context, you have what can be called as the right-hand faculties and the left-hand faculties. Or more, with greater clarity, we can say a passive side of consciousness and a dynamic side. So, passive side is more ideative, a mode of functioning of consciousness where it tends to be in the sky, more in the world of ideas. Whereas dynamic impulsion is that mode of functioning of the same consciousness which picks up those ideas and roots them to earth and helps them to grow. So in ancient India, this was regarded as, the coming together of a man and woman was regarded as the meeting of heaven and earth. Prithvi and Rai, the heavens. What is heavens? The world of ideative mind. So from there, and if you really look at most physically, nature creates things which are very symbolic. So if you look at it very physically, what really does a man do in terms of the reproductive process? So he releases the seed into a woman and a woman conceives it. But then from that point onwards, everything from nurturance of the seed, nourishing it, giving birth to it, helping it to grow, seeing that it reaches its culmination. It is largely the feminine who undertakes this. Man is there, the masculine element is there, time to time, as a kind of, as I said, guidance from the skies. But on ground, it is the feminine. That's why mothers are always regarded as greater than fathers. And it's not just because they give birth to the child. But in every way, it is said in some scriptures that a mother's place is higher than the gods. So, because, they can, and as I've been saying that, she alone could love so unconditionally and fully. So, first thing I want to say is that being masculine and feminine is not to be seen as in pejorative terms, that man is greater and woman is lesser. On the contrary, if at all one goes by the facts, then definitely a woman is greater than a man. Definitely. I mean, mother once said, somebody asked the mother as to who is greater and who is lesser, etc. And the mother said something very interesting. She said, all the best qualities are there in a woman. One thing God gave to man, and that was physical strength. Just to kind of, that's why women tend to get drawn towards it. Unfortunately, even in that domain, now with the women cricket team and the weightlifting and everything, boxing, Mary.com, all in everything, Marie Kondo. Well, I mean, in this area also women have taken the lead. So basically there is something which nature is trying to create. So what nature is trying to create is now a new type. And in that new type, the man, how does a man develop? If you really look at it, most biologically we'll see. So from the chromosomal point of view, a woman is XX and man is XY. So what really happens? If we really look at from the pure biological point of view, every baby or embryo in the womb is to start with feminine. And as it develops, it either remains feminine or develops into a male. And There is another very interesting. Most of the criminal behaviors, they are associated with an extra Y chromosome. So being man is not a, you know, sign of a great compliment. Huh? If you have a little bit extra of that so-called manliness, you are likely to be a criminal. This is where we need to understand that basically there are two modes of functioning of one consciousness, and deep within the soul is free of gender. It is always, you know, the experience of the soul is always, it's a child of the divine. Though Sri Aurobindo has very interestingly, and I, as far as I know, he's the only one who has given to the psychic being in man the feminine gender. And he says that so beautifully, out of the mystic heaven in man's heart, the heavenly psyche must put off her veil. Her veil. So this is a great tribute. So what happens really is that nature is trying to create a new species in which even the physicality will lose its gender distinction. It may sound preposterous to many people who simply live for food and sex, so they find it very difficult. Just as the elementary digestive tract may also get atrophied. If man discovers new ways of absorbing energies, and he may not need food to live. So these are in the process, you know, like God's creative ideas. So nature is trying to create a new type. And because of that, these experiments are happening. And therefore, there are some men who are in a woman's body. But they are very masculine in the sense that, unfortunately, not that they live necessarily in the domain of idea, but very often it is regarded as aggression, and all these are very masculine qualities. But this is absolutely a misconception of the whole thing. Whereas feminine is supposed to be very soft, tender, delicate. This may be true. But to associate men with kind of brute aggression, except that physical strength aspect, maybe, you know. So they are tomboyish, they try to, you know, dress up like that. And sometimes it creates a problem in terms of social adaptation. This can lead to a great degree of confusion. And there are instances where due to misunderstanding by the society, people have committed suicide. Even recently, I believe something like that has happened. So we often find that there is a lot of issue raised over this aspect of transgender, and this issue is tried to be sorted out by legal and administrative political processes. But can an issue which is primarily psychological be really sorted out by legal and political means? Politics can, at the most, they can give you a gender right, okay, you can be whatever you are, which anyways you are. If you talk about inheritance and all, that's a different aspect. But you are. If it comes to having a child, you can always adopt a child. It doesn't depend on really a gender. But it's given a political coloring, and when things get a political coloring, they lose their real sense. This has to be handled by a greater psychological understanding of gender differences. In no school, as far as I know, a real understanding of the masculine and feminine type is taught. And an ideal person, human being, should be one who has both these aspects. So that's why men are drawn towards women and women towards men, so that they can bring out these complementary aspects. They can first complement each other and then bring out these aspects. So a man is never fully complete till he has those soft qualities which are known to be of a feminine nature. A woman is never fully complete till she can bring out Durga and Kali out of herself. Men very often tend to bring out the Durga and Kali out of a woman, which is so beautiful. You know, they need it, deserve it. And women bring out this aspect from a man. That's why you have famous tales of a dacoit or a gunda suddenly undergoing a heart change because he is with a woman who brings out these elements of love, kindness, you know, generosity, sympathy, all the beautiful psychic qualities. Basically, God has been very partial towards women at one level because they are heart-centered. Men are mind-centered. And that's why you will see the problems in man-woman relationship is typically because of this. So when a woman comes and says, I have a problem, man says, what's the problem? Oh, the maid servant didn't come. Okay, I'll sort it out. She wants to fix the problem. No, you can't. That's not what a woman is really wanting. She also knows you can't fix the problem. She wants the same maidservant. Okay? She just wants to be heard. Sympathy, kindness, compassion. She's not looking for a solution. Men live in the mind and they look at everything with the mind. She just wants to be heard. That's all. Most of the time, if you really hear with compassion in the heart, and don't just start swaying to the vibration of anger, then women settle down, unlike men. So one has to bring out both sides in both people. It's not just about men remaining fixed to their type. They should bring out the feminine aspect. It adds beauty to life. It adds creative impulsion to life. Whereas women should bring out the masculine element so that they don't develop a dependent kind of relationship upon a man. Why should they? They are self-sufficient, capable, independent. This is the direction in which our psychology should go. Rather than further fixing that I am a man in a woman's body. Fine, be like a man then. I mean, who prevents you? If you really look at it that way, if you feel you are a man, anyways now, all the avenues and all the opportunities are open for everyone. What is it that a man, being a man in a woman's body you cannot do? It's like you cannot, make a woman conceive. So if you are so keen that you want somebody to conceive through you, then you can undergo a gender transplant surgery if you want to do it that way. But why go through all this complicated route? Adopt a child. There are such beautiful, simple ways. There are people who are, orphans who need help, and do that by all means. Give all the care and nurturance that you need. And when child grows up, even if legally you are like man and a woman, but man got married, will it not affect the child? It will affect in certain ways. So one should be very careful that your decision is going to impact the child. It's not easy, going to be easy for a child to handle this new scenario. For you, it's a toy that you got a child to play with. But children are not playthings. They're conscious souls who are developing. So this idea that they have legal rights to adopt, this is a very skewed way of looking at the whole thing. The main solution to this is education and knowing how to handle. If you are a woman in a man's body, fine, celebrate it, accept it. And nothing wrong in being a woman in a man's body. Okay, you can't conceive. Women have a strong feeling of motherhood. Have a child, adopt a child and develop the child. Nothing prevents you. Or I would say even a better way, pick up a child who actually has a physical, biological parents. But take care and nurture and nourish every way. That is something truly remarkable. And if you are a man in a woman's body, then fine, develop all the skills that you believe that a man can develop. Nowadays, all avenues are open. Women are becoming fighter pilots. They are being enrolled in infantry, artillery, everything they can do. So this is the way to express it. But to reduce it only to sexuality and gender in terms of sexuality is really going many, many steps down the ladder. Man is not just about, man-woman relationship is not just about sex. Even where there are same, like a man-man and a woman-woman. Sexuality is a kind of inferior mode of relationship which is needed for progeny. But that's not the peak or the best aspect of a man-woman relationship. It's about togetherness, it's about friendship, it's about being together. Physicality comes in only because, we are still biological and it's very deeply rooted in the system. But it's more about being compatible, growing together, developing each other with love and care. That's what it is about. So I think if such things happen where people commit suicide, I won't just blame political system. Political system is the... I mean, frankly, there are many, many issues to look after than just, rights of people of this kind. But it has more to do with lack of education and social awareness. And that's what is required in each one in his small way. And in our culture, it's so deeply rooted. Shikhandi was a woman in a man's body. But look here, it is something very remarkable. This woman in a man's body, now this is the occult dimension of it, that women generally follow the same line of rebirth. And men follow a similar line of rebirth. I mean, they are generally born in man's body, but changes can take place because nature loves to develop a particular type before it can create a mixture. But there are instances of a woman in a man's body. So what did he do? He didn't say, okay, I'll become like a woman. On the contrary, he used his masculine body to the utmost that he could. That is going two steps further. It's not just acceptance of who you are, but even your physicality, it's an instrument, and he developed that to an extent that he was one of the warriors, actually. It's a different thing that how good a warrior he was. In fact, he was a good warrior. That he could not beat Bhishma Pitama is a different story. Very few could handle that old grandsire, but with all the vardhans. So this is how one has to deal with these issues rather than get depressed. And depression is the last thing. Personally, very frankly, when a person commits suicide, I have seen people do candle marches and take out. To sympathize with somebody who commits suicide is almost glorifying this act. Understanding, yes, help, reach out, support, but do not sympathize, do not justify it, that this man did something because, you know, that is sending a message down the line. It is almost glorifying it. I saw it once, you know, there was a university where it's this weakness. We must understand that committing suicide for anyone, for whatever reason, it's a weak state of mind. It doesn't speak well. And people commit suicide not only because of gender differences, 100 reasons, but essentially it indicates that the person is not strong enough to face the challenges of life. So we should educate children to face the challenges of life. Show them the right way rather than glorifying the act of suicide and sending a message that, well, this is something great that you did. Certainly not. So this is what, just a few thoughts on transgender, which is one of the seemingly burning topics in some sections of the media and humanity.